And we are back with the Beach and Company. Here are some of the questions for today. What is better now? We've been focusing on what's worse and what isn't going to happen and what gets canceled and all that. I want to know what's better. As I said, for me, the biggest thing that I notice is spending a lot less money, just food, basically, not for anything else. So, and because I'm working from home, no gasoline, no wear and tear on the car or truck. And so basically, that's one thing. I would give a secondary thing what's better is the creative part of the American public. If you go online, there's a lot of creative cartoons and jokes and stuff like that kind of gets you in a better mood. Should school be open in September? And when it is, would you send your kids on the first wave? Yes or no? You're going to take everything for word from the health department officials? Keep in mind, they're the ones that said, remember, kids are less likely to get it. And they say, well, kids can get it. Or be careful on surfaces. Here's how long it can last. And then they say, well, forget what we said about surfaces and this and that. So it seems to be a movable feast as they discover things. Let's go to Kevin on line three. Kevin, you're on WBEN. No, line three is gone. Okay, let's go to Diane on Grand Island on line one. Diane, you're on WBEN.
Hi, just letting you know that Grand Island Town Hall is holding a drive-through food distribution. You can come drive through, get an emergency food kit and a nice bag of oranges.
Well, that sounds nice. Do you need any, do you have to show any identification or anything?
Yeah, no, we'll take, somebody will log you in, just getting some general information and just drive through and grab a box of food for your needs.
Well, that's a very, pardon me, Diane, that's a very nice thing to do. And so it's from now until, or what time is it today?
Now until 1, at least, 1 o'clock. And we have a lot of volunteers waiting around, ready to distribute food.
Well, let's get it done. Thank you, Diane. Thank you very much in front of the Grand Island Town Hall. Very nice. Okay, we decided we will play the Trace Adkins song just before the 11:30 news. So if you want to tape it or anything like that, it's a four-minute song, 4 minutes and 2 seconds. And so we'll be playing it at about 11:25 to segue into our news. See, for all you boys and girls getting a little lesson on doing music and a talk station.
Sandy, let me throw this out there too about, you know, we're talking about the kids. How important do you think mental health aspect of it, to look at that part of a child that's been cooped up in their house, at least right now for the last 2 months, and if you had a couple more months, you're asking 4 or 5 months of a child that's been isolated, not seeing grandma and grandpa, not seeing their friends. How important is it for their mental being to get them into the school?
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I think it's very important, absolutely important. They kind of get into a rhythm and get used to doing things, and they have their own norm. When anything interrupts that norm, it's like anything else, whether it's a child, whether it's your cat or a dog, or any time we're interrupted from our norm, we have to relearn it. And so with a kid, they don't know all the stuff that adults know, because adults don't know everything about the virus. So you picture what we don't know and multiply that a million times by what a kid wouldn't know. And yeah, I think it's important. I think it's important they get back to school when they can. I wish that we could do it in a perfectly safe, oh, never going to be perfectly safe, but let's put it in a very, very high percentage of safety, get them back to school and relearn that norm. I think it's very important.
I mean, my daughter, I would have to say within the last couple of weeks, there's been a few times where she's broken down and started crying, "Daddy, I am so sick of this COVID. When is it going to go away?"
Well, that's true with kids. They don't understand that. It's scary. You don't want to scare them, but you want to give them a sense of importance. How it is important to do what we're told to do. And it's important for us to do the best we can like this. And when schools are open, you'll be there. Don't worry, they're going to be there. You're going to go back to them. We don't know exactly what day yet. So give them that sense of comfort because they don't want gloom and doom. Kids don't know how to deal with that. Adults don't know how to deal with gloom and doom. And one thing, if you look at the news over the weekend, we got a lot of stupid people in this country. Nobody wants to say it, especially the networks. They want to say, you know, what they did, but they don't want to say that they're just idiots. Anybody that does the stuff that we saw in the news over the weekend did the things that I'm talking about. You know what it is. I don't want to give it any more publicity. It's just stupid. And then what happens? When you die, and some of you will, we're all supposed to gather around and say what a sad occasion. It's an occasion that didn't have to happen. That's the point. That's the real point. You were given all the advice in the world. You didn't want to listen. You know more than all the doctors and all the health officials, and you had to do it. Well, you paid the price. Sounds cold, but that's the way I feel about it. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. It is a Beach and Company. A reminder, at 11:25, we'll play that Trace Adkins song called Arlington. Very, very moving. Very moving. There are times in your life where you'll hear a song, and for the first time after hearing it, sometimes for years, you'll recognize what the songwriter was saying as being a real event in the life. And a lot of songs, that's their period when they take a flight, is when it involves somebody who knows how to write, and something important has happened. Okay, Trace Adkins, a song called Arlington. It's about Arlington Cemetery. I have never been so moved by a lyric on the first listen in my life, ever. And I'm a former disc jockey who spent many years playing a lot of songs, a lot of music. And the songs like these, I lose myself in them, like I lose when I'm reading a story or a book or something like that. I put myself into it. That's why I love to read. I pretend I'm part of the event that's going on, and I'm looking around and translating it to what's happening today. Well, this song is like, Tony was led to tears. I was led to being choked up, and I had heard it. Tony hadn't heard it before. Well, it's going to happen to you when we play it today at 11:25. I guarantee it, because if not, I would be very, very surprised. So we've only got about 5 minutes to go. So why don't we talk to Buzzy on a few of these Facebooks, and then we'll get to that Trace Adkins song.
All right. Sounds good, Sandy. We will start with, should schools open in September, as we've been talking about? And Jason, who's a top fan on the Facebook page, says kids need school and interaction with others. Also, taxes are so high in New York, both parents have to work. What about single moms and dads? It's a ridiculous idea to go another year without kids in school.
You think about the impact it has. Think about the impact in your own home. One kid being sick doesn't go into, and you have to work. So you have to get a relatives to come over, or if you have somebody you can trust that's a babysitter, depends on the age of the kid, obviously. And if the kid's not feeling well, will you have to bring the kid to the doctor, get a doctor's appointment? I mean, there's so many things with one child. Imagine the whole school system shut down. What a nightmare that is. And shutting it down and then re-upping it again is a lot of work. And so I'm sure that they want to open the schools as soon as possible. But the last thing they want to do is open the schools, and a week later, lots of problems. Now, the kids are less used to getting this virus. They're less of a target, but they're not immune. Some kids have passed from it. So you got to take it seriously, but you don't want to scare them, but you want to get them back in the groove, and they want to be back in the groove. Strangely enough, when you're in school, you can hardly wait until summer to be out of school, but they've been out of school now for at least 11 weeks. This is the beginning of the 11th week that we're doing this show. Another one, Buzzy, we got about 3 minutes.
All right. Jill says, I will never send my 5 children into the school system again. Sorry, not as long as there's Common Core and, quote, CDC guidelines.
Wow, 5 children. I knew her by her maiden name, Hubbard. She was Mrs. Hubbard, and she lived in a cupboard, I think. 5 kids.
She was on the elderly side, correct?
Are you kidding me? 5 kids? I don't know who's Kevin Keenan comes from a large family, does he not?
Tony, I think so.
I think he does. I think he does. But I don't know anybody outside of Kevin Keenan that come from large families. I mean, if it's like the ones you see on TV, that's great. But I'm wondering how many are like that. There's a lot of people brushing their teeth at the same time in the morning, from maybe even two or three bathrooms.
Long as it's not those tappers that you see in the commercial, they're upstairs from the couple's house and they're, you know, clicking away there. Everything they do, they're tap dancing.
The whole family.
Yeah,
it's like the Irish. It's like Irish step dancing, which I love. I love it, but I wouldn't want them being a floor above me doing it.
No, little rude on their part.
Very nice. Okay, let's do the lead into this. I heard this song by Trace Adkins called Arlington, and it's about the Arlington Cemetery where our military are buried. Very, very moving place to be. The president laid a wreath there. Yeah, I think that was the president that laid the wreath there. Yes, and it was a beautiful wreath, by the way. I saw that. But I've never been moved on first listen to a lyric. Usually, you got to take two or three times to get it. And then you finally get it eventually of what the writer was thinking when the writer wrote it. Now, I don't know who wrote this song, but it's very, very, very moving. So listen, kind of close your eyes, relax, listen. Don't be interrupted by anything else. I want you to listen to this. This is Trace Adkins, and this is what America is all about. It's called Arlington.
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. Inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, "We're proud of your son." And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, "Son, this is what it cost to keep us free." Now here I am, 1,000 stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. We thankful for the things we've done. And we can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
Wow, I don't want to miss a note. Not a note on that. In my rock and roll days, I'd have been on the air playing that for half an hour straight. they let us do that, and I did it with many songs, but not anything like that. That was something really special. And I think, I talked to Tony when we played it a couple hours ago, I think that could be an anthem. It could be an anthem because it really... Those lyrics were written by somebody very special. I don't know who. And when I heard it the first time, I could not help but think of David Bellavia and all that he had been through and recognized for exceptional bravery. And I think Tony reminded me that as a Medal of Honor recipient, you're allowed to be buried, which is a great honor to be buried in Arlington. So I hope that doesn't happen for a long, 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 long time. But it is something special. So, do you like it the second time around, Tony?
I love that song. And you throw in the fact that his voice is perfect for those lyrics.
For and he didn't miss a note. Every note on that song was just identifiable. So, there it is. Next time around, next Memorial Day, I hope that people are playing it as an anthem. All right, we'll take a break for the news, then we'll be back with more on News Radio 930. This is WBEN. Was I 15 years ago? Do you know that Trace Adkins song that we just played for the second time, called Arlington, was released in 05? 05. But of course, when you're doing a talk, that I was here. Obviously, I've been back for, 23 years, Tony? I've been back?
23.
23 years. So I was doing this, and when you're doing this, you don't play many songs. So I obviously slipped through the cracks, but what a wonderful song. And I'm glad he sang it, and I'm glad I got to play it. And I hope if you wanted to hear it, I hope you were listening or recorded it in some way, shape, or form. All right, let's see. Got tons and tons of Facebook. Not as many calls, but lots of Facebook. But I want to ask my guys a second time around, what is better now than it was before? I said I spend less money, which is true, and also the creativity. Online, the creativity is very good. It makes me laugh. And I like to laugh, and I need some more things to laugh about. And there's a lot of that's online. All right, Tony, what's better now than before?
Definitely not my figure, that's for sure.
No, and somebody
that's gotten worse.
Somebody texted that the sex is better simply because you didn't have to dash off to work. You know, that makes sense, don't you think?
Yeah. Obviously, they don't have kids.
Yeah. Hey, honey, where are you going? Well, I got to run. I'm the I'm the doorman at Club Marcella. I don't want to be late for my job. So somebody did say the sex is better. I won't ask you guys that one. But what else?
Thank you.
Hey. Don't you think I'm sensitive?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, what are we going to do? Okay, Tony, what is better now?
I don't know. I don't see anything that sticks out as better. I think
almost nothing.
No, almost nothing, because I'm not able to enjoy restaurants. I love going out to eat. I think that's one of the greatest things.
Have you been to Rock Burger lately?
We've gotten takeout from Rock Burger several times, yes.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Now, that's real good, and you can look forward to that. But there is something about eating it there.
Yeah.
There's something good about it.
I mean,
it,
I look forward to our Saturday meals and our drives. I very enjoyable. I'm a family guy, so this is the type of thing that I enjoy doing. So maybe that part is better, I could say. And thankfully, the weather has gotten better. It makes it a little bit easier to go through this. You know, now we can sit in the backyard, or we could, you know, if you have a boat, you might go out on your boat, things like that. I saw tons of motorcycles over the weekend, as you can see, people really enjoying themselves.
Well, you mentioned going out for a ride. I love that. It's always been a part of my life. From the time I was a small child, we didn't have a lot of money in my house. Not a lot. But a real treat was when my father would say, let's go for a ride. And my sister Beverly and myself and my mother, we would get in the car, and that was such a treat. Going anywhere. Anywhere. And if the journey ended at a place that sold ice cream, that was even better. My father, though, would go and order the ice cream for us and bring it back. We didn't have choices. There were no choices. Yes, honey, do you want the sun-dried tomato panini? No, we didn't get that. We got whatever he handed us, and that's what we ate, okay? But we love that. And ever since then, I think that's the reason when I was 16, I got my license in the morning and bought my first car in the afternoon. I spent 3 years putting that money together to do it. And since then, I've had a lot of cars, a lot of cars. And I enjoy driving and riding in every one of them. And if we go out for a ride, that is gold to me. I would think that if the law came down, no private transportation, nobody could have a car. You had to take a bus or a train or something like that. I'd jump off a bridge because I just love that so much. Buzzy Beamer, what's better now?
You know, this is maybe not a personally for me, but I think a lot of people are starting to realize just how important face-to-face interaction is.
Sure.
And during this, how much people are missing that. You know, how many of the people listening now, maybe 3 months ago, said, you know, I can't go out tonight. They made up an excuse not to go out. Or a friend called and they just texted them back. Well, how much now, after maybe not seeing that person for a few months, do you wish you could go hang out with them, or even just go see them, be in the same room as them? So I think we have a new admiration for what having face-to-face interaction, not just talking on the phone or just texting each other, but actually having a social situation where you meet up with a bunch of friends and are there with them in person.
And you're absolutely right. Like Guy and Margaret Latona, okay? We met them on the first trip that we took to Alaska. They've become very good friends of ours, but we can't see them. Last time I saw Margaret, she was about 10 feet away on the porch exchanging a book with Bernie, a book she had lent her and a book Bernie was lending her. I think one was 40 Shades of Grey, the other was 50 Shades of Grey. So they're no, I'm just kidding about that. But they were exchanging books and really would like to have had them come in, sit down, have a cup of coffee. What's going on? They were in South America building houses not that long ago. They're very interesting people, both retired from the Buffalo school system. And I'd give anything to be able to have them here at the house or anything like that. You miss that. You really do. And it really limits your life when you don't have it. Let's see. I want to ask that question. And also, have you put off a doctor's appointment? As I said, I didn't put one off, but I did have one go to online. I did have one online. Another one, Mr. Beamer, please.
Yeah, we'll go to the... Well, first, I do want to say that, you know, you were talking about what were you doing 15 years ago, and I thought you were going to ask me what I was doing 15 years ago. I was a sophomore in high school.
Did I ever tell you how much I hate you? I really do. I think we'll move on now.
Oh, okay.
I refuse to turn over part of the show to the millennials. Let's go to somebody who was here 15 years ago, I'm sure. It's Terry from Texas. Terry, you're on line two. This is WBEN.
Hey, good morning, Sandy.
Hello, Terry.
A couple things that I've noticed. Are good. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm just being honest. Like, things that are good to me right now is, you know, the limited capacities in the stores because stores tend to be overcrowded and may come as a shock, but I'm not a people person. And I like being around people very often because they do stupid stuff and causes conflict because, I don't know, I'm not the type to hold my breath or bite my lip as much as I should. But I'm getting older, and I should be doing that.
I think you're right. What we are finding out is not only good stuff that shows up, creative stuff, whatever, but there's a lot of dumb people out there. Stupid. I didn't even use the word stupid. That are doing things that are very dangerous. I don't want to be a nanny, and I don't want to have to look over your shoulder in every aspect of your life. But if you're doing stupid things, don't expect any sympathy when it comes back and bites you in the ass.
No, well, and you know, my wife and I were talking about this. It's so funny that they give people driver's licenses, but, like, I don't know, off the top of the head, like 60% of people can't figure out what stand here on this box means. You know, they're like, they can't, and these people are driving around in the world, and they can't even manipulate the simplest of instructions, you know. So there's that, and then the 6 foot thing, I dig that only because if you're standing a foot from me when I'm at the register paying for something, I'm turning around and ask you if you want to put the pen in. I can't stand when people are breathing down my neck when I'm at a register. You're not even cleared from the register yet, and they're already putting their stuff up onto the register or, you know, whatever. So I appreciate those two things.
You know what I'd love to do? I'd love to spend a couple of days being invisible and just walking in back of you to see your reaction to what the world has turned into, because you have a good perspective on things that Andy Rooney used to do on the 60 Minutes years ago.
I like my wife's always telling me, I got to choose my battles wisely, or at least, you know, be not so, I'm not confrontational, like I'm going to beat somebody up, but I will say something to people, and, you know, sometimes that gets me, you know, it's, well, not like law enforcement trouble, but I'm, you know, whatever. But real quick on school, Miss Simone that you spoke with, she goes back to daycare next month because now they're, you know, allowing all the kids to come back. So she'll be in daycare for the remainder of the summer. We don't know.
So daycare is open in Texas. It was closed and now it's open. That's good.
Yeah, so she's going to be doing that. We haven't heard nothing on the schools yet. I'm hoping that they're going to be, you know, whatever they need to do, I guess, is what we'll work around. But, I mean, if they were out, if it was still the school year, because the school year is officially closed now, but if it were still the school year, I think my wife would agree that we wouldn't have a problem sending them back. And you know, if the teachers wanted to be there and everybody was all good with everything, I mean, we don't have a problem with it either.
Yep, give it a good shot. Good, Terry from Texas. Thank you for calling. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930 WBEN. Let's go to line one. That would be my friend Don in PA in Pennsylvania. Don, you're on WBEN.
Well, thanks for taking my call, Sandy, and I hope Tony's having a good day. Sounds like he is.
Yeah, we're enjoying life. Life is large for us. How's it going? What do you want to talk about today, Don?
Well, first things first, I enjoyed that song twice. That was great. I never heard it myself either.
Yeah, no, and it was out in 05, but Trace Adkins has, what a voice he has. Every word, every note, very good.
Yeah, it's unusual that I can understand, like you said, every word, especially the first time through. That was good.
I was listening to some doo-wop the other night, was thinking of you, with some specific songs like Smiley Lewis and things like that. It was good. It kind of gets me in a good mood.
Nothing wrong with that. What is better today since the inception of COVID-19?
Yep.
Let's put it this way. I don't know if there's anything better today, but I'll tell you one thing. We're going to have a much deeper appreciation of normalcy when it returns than we had before COVID-19 came along.
That's an excellent point. A simple thing like getting in the car, going to a restaurant you want to go to, sitting down and having a meal is going to be a big deal. Before it was just, yeah, let's do it. We enjoy that. But now it's, oh, great. Yeah, that's an excellent point, Don.
Well, I mean, let's be honest about it. We took, you know, you take things for granted, and then this kind of put a different viewpoint on that. So
everything, and it puts everything in that category of taking it for granted. Life itself, just waking up in the morning and being able to walk out the door without a mask on. Think about it. That mask is kind of like the breakthrough thing, and that reminds you every place you go that these are very special circumstances. Are you as disappointed as I am, though, in the number of stupid people we have out there who they all gathered around the Ozarks over the weekend? It was just some gathering. They're having parties and things like that. What, do they got, a death wish? What's wrong with these people?
I don't know, but I agree with what you're saying. Well, first of all, a lot of these people are young, and they think they're invincible. You and I probably were the same way at that time. Can we think back that far, though? But anyway.
We go back, yes, when my birthday, I got a birthday rock, and they had to put candles in it. It was very hard to do. These were the early days of civilization.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me of it. You're the only one who went through it with me. May I remind you that?
Yes. Whatever is happening to you is happening to me, because we are basically the same age. So,
don't you wish we could have projected ourselves at that age into the future, into now, knowing what we know now and know it then? Wouldn't that have been great?
Oh, my goodness. Incredible.
Oh, by the way, if you would like horse racing, NBCSN carries it on Saturday and Sunday. And there's also a channel up here that's on our cable system that's on channel 82 that carries it. They do things a little weird. Usually half the broadcast has one announcing team, and then they switch to the other one, and they got different people in the same broadcast. It's strange, but at least it's good horse racing. And right now they're at Santa Anita and a couple of other tracks.
Yeah, there isn't a racetrack that I'm aware of that's open anywhere from, say, Virginia to where you are.
Churchill Downs is open. Churchill Downs is open. There was one in Florida that I think has already run their meet. As I said, Santa Anita's there, and they're all over the place, but they do a good job of covering, and they have some good analysts, too, you can tell, though, how many new viewers they're getting, because they're saying things that anybody who's been around horses for a minute and a half knows that. They told us what a mare was.
Oh, well.
A mare, a female horse, a mare. Like, their audience didn't know what a mare was or how to box a bet. They didn't know. They explained all of this, and it must be that they think they're getting a lot of new viewers who don't know this stuff.
Well, they probably are, because it's in the sports world.
That's about it.
The only thing happening.
Yeah, and the jockeys obviously don't wear a mask, but the grooms do. And they no longer go out on the length of the track to warm up. They kind of do a mini warm up right in front of the gate, then go around the gate, get loaded, and then go. I don't know what that reason is, but that's what they're doing now.
By any chance, that when you say, is that TVG Games? Is that,
yeah, it's TVG. The name of the broadcast is Racing Across America, something like that. But it is TVG, yes.
Yeah, I have to pay for that. That's additional to my...
Well, the game aspect you probably have to pay for, because you can actually do online betting. The one I get is just the broadcast. There's no betting involved.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I mean, life is great. I mean, I can sit in my living room and go broke.
Oh, absolutely. In your underwear. You can go broke in your underwear. Now, that's America, isn't it, pal?
Oh, no kidding. I mean, I start the day with my underwear on. At the end of the day, I've lost that, so I'm down to nothing.
Okay, after the broadcast today, I'll drive down, and we'll go to Narragansett or maybe to Suffolk Downs, and we'll have a day at the races. What do you think?
Well, let's put it this way. If we go to those places, I'm sure we better do some shopping, because they're all shopping centers now.
I know. Sad as it is. Thanks, Don. Always good to talk to you. Brings back a lot of good memories. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That about wraps it up for Beach & Company.
Sandy, you got to bring Don up to Fort Erie sometime.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, that would be good. He's a horseman personified.
It's a great track.
Well, it was a good show today. I learned, I've never discovered a 15-year-old song before, but I discovered that one. And I'm happy because now I can add that to my list of great songs. That about wraps it up. We'll see you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?